today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
You know what? I've always heard this, Mr. Kraft. Thank you for joining us. The day after winning the Super Bowl once again with your New England Patriots.
Haters gonna hate, Oscar. Haters are gonna hate. I know a lot of people hate us, but I don't care. We're the winners.
Oh, the important thing, and Rob's actually getting some of Ashley's playlist for the really, really little bitties. The really little bitties. Do you have that song that she plays for the infants that come over?
But you don't know
is
the kid.
This is just for the 0-1, right?
Yeah, and the kid is strumming. She's doing the fretwork, but the kid is doing the strumming.
Our job is to make you feel well.
Yes.
It's working really well.
Thank you. <very much. laughs>
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
You know, Oscar, it was weird. We got in today actually at the same time. We've never come up on the elevator together.
No, weird.
And got into the studio, and a line was already on hold.
Ooh.
Here in the studio on the phones. So I'm going to open it now. I'm not even sure who it is.
I think I know who it is.
We are the champions over at all, because we are the champions of the world.
Hello?
Hello?
Enter and sign in, please.
Bob Kraft.
You know what? I've always heard this, Mr. Kraft. Thank you for joining us. The day after winning the Super Bowl once again with your New England Patriots.
Haters gonna hate, Oscar. Haters are gonna hate. I know a lot of people hate us, but I don't care. We're the winners. Lying, cheating, it doesn't matter. We enter the Super Bowl
also,
champions.
A man of your word, as you said, you'd come on the program.
Yes.
And you are here.
Did.
The over-under for the game was 56. You didn't come clear. You didn't even come close to sniffing that score, score of 56. I will say this. What did
sniff
you...
my fingers.
Mr. Kraft.
I've been partying with Tom Brady.
Oh, have you been with him?
All night. Would you like to smell him?
No.
You can't. It's on the phone.
No.
It's on there the
goes,
phone.
There
would
goes
you like
follow-up.
To give them a sniff for us?
I've been cupping and kneading all night long.
Oh, dear.
I really have.
So, Mr. Kraft, I know you spent a lot of time with the quarterback. How about any time with Coach Belichick last night?
I didn't get a chance. He's not a really big party animal, so I didn't get a chance to spend time with the coach. But I did write a letter, an email that I sent to all my players because they just did such a...
Are you a big emailer? I always thought you would be more of a traditional snail mail guy, but you like to use email.
I wrote these. I came up with an idea in the middle of the night to share with the players, and I sent it out this morning because I was so thrilled that we have another championship. And, you know, it's not easy to... It's not easy to repeat.
Mr. Kraft, a few more questions, if you don't mind. As far as your winning ways are concerned, what do you attribute your winning ways to?
The winning ways is, maybe it's best if I share the letter.
Oh, I didn't want to ask. I thought it'd be too personal. You actually read the email to us?
I wrote this.
All right.
Myself, that I wrote last night. I said, listen, I've paid my dues. time after time, I've done my sentence, but committed no crime. And bad mistakes, I've made a few, but I've had my share of sand kicked in my face. But I've come through. We're the champions, my friends.
You composed this?
Yeah, it's my own.
Okay.
And we'll keep on fighting to the end. We are the champions. We are the champions, and there's no time for losers, because we're the champions of the world.
And that's the email you sent out to your entire staff.
By Bob Kraft.
You know, Mr. Kraft, it seems so familiar.
Right. I guest isn't a laugher, is she? Okay. That's awesome. This will be fun having her down in the middle of the shot the whole time. You know, I said I've taken my vows.
Oh, there's more. It goes on.
And you brought me fame and fortune. But it's no bed of roses.
No.
And then I passed out.
Oh, but you did hit send?
It's been no bed of roses, but that I passed out. So hold on just a second.
Yeah.
Oh,
don't smell
don't
your fingers
do that.
Again, please.
Oh, man,
Mr.
that's
Kraft.
The good smell of Edelman.
Edelman!
That's the good. All right, let me tell you what happened. At the party afterwards, on the team plane, I ran my fingers through his beard.
Oh.
I found more things than you would ever believe. Julian Edelman for a man with a beard, he's a big cracker eater.
Like saltines, does he?
Yeah, he likes the saltines raw, but I'm so happy. And can I just say a special thank you to my number one fan, a lady who has communicated with me for a good long time now. I'd like to say to, hold on, I have it written down here. Barbara Bannon Moody. This is Oz, baby. This is Oz.
Have you known her a long time?
You and me and Donald Trump. Winning.
Have you known BBM a long time?
I've known both Barb and Chuck for many, many years.
Did you know her when she was Barbara Bannon?
I did. We go back a long way.
Is it true what I've heard?
Hey,
why do you just behave? Now you want to pile on. Why do you take your little personal vendettas and just shove them where the sun dies?
I just heard you might have courted her.
Stock box, okay, pal?
Just heard you might have courted her once or twice.
Thank you very much.
So this is victory number 6, right?
Is it really? Is it really?
Yes, 6 championships.
Hey, it's victory number 6. Can you freaking believe that?
Now, Mr. Kraft.
Oh, my God. I'd like to say in honor of victory, I'm starting on the second hand. I have a ring for every finger on one hand and then one for the other one. And this one, but it frees up my other 3, at least at the top of my hand, to go, Gronkowski!
Yeah, I'm getting a little Gronk through the phone line.
That's wonderful. I'm so happy.
After 6 victories, I feel I must ask, do you have any traditions that you observe after a Super Bowl victory?
Yes, I have a big plate of spaghetti and meatballs.
Yes.
I do. I had them sent in from Paulie Christine's Super Bowl party. And then I have, in the morning the following day, I have a big bowl of Cullen Blow.
Oh, God. Keeps you regular.
That's right. That's right. Let me just say, we are bigger right now. The New England Patriots are bigger than Paul Christine's colon. That's a very inside joke that I'm telling, but I don't care. It's Super Bowl Monday. And as far as Coach Belichick is concerned.
Yes.
A lot of people, he's misunderstood.
Really?
Yeah. A lot of people think he's an a-hole.
Yeah.
But I'd like to say that is nothing could be further from the truth. He is not an a-hole.
He's not.
Okay?
No.
He is not an a-hole. He's a really big a-hole. Yay!
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
In the National Football League, you challenge your opponent. You challenge yourself. But the elements challenge you. Santana Moss, number 89, the coldest game he ever played.
2013 season, the last game of the season we played at Giant Stadium.
He took precautions.
It was icy, it was slushy.
He protected his arms.
I had my normal sleeves on that was a little thicker, had a little thermal.
And his feet.
My normal socks. You know, with some feet warmers, I should be okay.
He remained steadfast.
I wanted every inch of every play.
Not every teammate was as dedicated.
Pierre Garçon has said, hey, deuces, I'm done. I'm on the sideline.
But Moss stayed true, even when he made this noise. Dedication, drive, illness.
I thought I caught pneumonia that game.
The frozen turf proved no match for the ice in his veins.
I just wanted to be out there for my guys, win, lose, or draw, but I was freezing.
Arctic cold was defeated by Santana Moss, playing every game as though it was your last. The Santana Moss Show podcast. Find it on iTunes, YouTube, and wherever you score your content.
Oh, we are
this
live
is
from...
Byard, the public information officer for Loudoun County Public
Schools. We start
schools.
The show yet?
Not yet.
The Mike O'Mara Show has decided to start now. Yeah, please make all necessary arrangements to listen. This is the Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, and Oscar Santana.
All right.
And now, without further delay, here's Mike O'Mara.
Wait. Thank you. We're live from the Podcast Village Studios. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now. TMOS to our friends. Welcome all the way around the world. We are from Port Clyde, Maine, to Freeport, Texas, from Newport News, Virginia, to... I wrote that, and I know where it is. Why am I reading it? From Newport News, Virginia, to... I have the worst handwriting. Portola? Is it Portola, California?
I believe that's right, yeah.
Mm-hmm. From Oranjestad, Aruba, to Yuzinki, Alaska. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now. God, I'm losing my eyesight as well. Age is a terrible thing.
It is. Hey, but our show today, better than the alternative, am I right?
Yes, sorry. Oh. Yeah, nice to be upright. The show today brought to you by Hims. Here's the problem. 66% of men lose their eyesight. I'm sorry, lose their hearing. No, lose their hair by age 35. I've got that. Well, by the time you notice, it's too late. The solution? 4hims.com. 4hims.com is a one-stop shop for hair loss, skin care, and sexual wellness for men. Ooh. And thanks to science, baldness can be optional. 4hims.com connects you with real doctors and medical-grade solutions to treat hair loss. These are real prescriptions backed by science. No nonsense. Plus, no waiting rooms, no awkward doctor visits. Just answer a few questions. The doctor reviews it, and the products are shipped directly to your door. It's that easy. I hate doctor's offices. So I love that 4hims.com has made it easy to get what you need. No wasted time or money. It's the best. Order now. Our listeners get a trial month of Hims for just $5 today, right now, while supplies last. See website for full details. This would cost you hundreds if you went to the doctor or a pharmacy. Go to 4hims.com/TMOS. That's FORHIMS.com/TMOS. Don't wait. 4hims.com/TMOS. Now, we have a very rare occurrence. We don't normally let people come in and sit in. We just don't do that. That's We've never done that. Mm. But occasionally we will make an exception. And Oscar Santana made an exception with the couple here today. Why the hell are they here? What's going on?
Well, sometimes I feel like we need to engage with our listeners more, Mike. And when I was in Las Vegas...
Let me ask you a question. Yes. Why do you need to make it bigger than it is? I mean, you said to me, there's some people, it's okay if some people come in. I said, yes, of course it's okay. It's not that big.
Well, you asked me a question, I'm answering the question.
And he's being show busy. This is his version of being show busy.
But engaged, do you understand? You miss it because you get so berated by him on a daily basis. I don't. So when he does it, and he does it in that secretive way, I hear it. We have to engage. Like, we're not engaging with our listeners enough. Yeah. That's what I hear. Mm. I hear a criticism. I hear a criticism.
You're very
That's
defensive.
What I hear.
When I was about to compliment you, like in 2 minutes.
All right, get to it.
I'll do it in 30 seconds.
Maybe should have led you with the compliment.
might be better.
So we have listener Ashley in studio right now. I met
Ashley.
Hi, Mike.
And her husband Kevin at the Las Vegas show. They're kind of traveled
Bring
from
Kevin
the D.C.
in for
area.
A minute. Bring Kevin in so I can at least see Kevin.
Kevin reached out to me before Christmas. He said, I'd like one of my Christmas presents before the holidays gets here to have my wife Ashley visit the studio if that is possible.
What a selfless man.
Yeah,
I want to get a look at him and see how and make my determination
in front of the camera, Kevin.
as to whether I... Hi, Kevin. Hi, Kevin. All right, Kevin looks like... All right, he doesn't look like... You know, I have to look at him. You know what I'm looking for?
What?
Signs of hen peccitude. That's what I'm looking at. To see, you know,
Kevin
just
is
how
a
much power.
If I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
Oh my.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Why is Ashley in the chair when I've got a gastroenterologist?
Because up until 4 minutes ago, Oscar said, so he's a podiatrist, right?
Yeah.
Oscar didn't know. He thought he was a foot doctor.
He's a gastroenterologist.
Yes.
Hello? Do you know what I'm living with? Do you realize I'm about to go under?
Today is about Ashley, not Kevin.
It was until 13 seconds ago.
You can't Wally Pip Ashley for
do you
her
realize
husband?
My Swiss cheese colon that I broadcast with every day with diverticuli the size of parking garages, for God's sake? Get him a chair. I want his ass in here. I don't have to look at him. He gets to sit in through the whole show. This suddenly became about me. Hello, Ashley. I want to say welcome.
Hello, Mike. Thank
what
you.
What a wonderful.
And
what
a chair,
where, is your husband? Are you in the medical field as well?
No.
Okay.
I'm a music teacher.
Oh, you're a music.
Oh, there you go, yeah. Mike. You're a drummer.
Yeah.
Two wonderful professions. My God, that
works really well.
I've got a gastroenterologist, and my son takes piano lessons. This is.
And your colon resembles
a flute. I think we're gonna have David Smolar for 3 hours.
How dare
and you're
you.
Telling me we've got the... How dare me. David loves this. David's smiling right now. We've got an accomplished physician. The level of talent and drive and dedication that a medical professional to achieve specialist status in the United States of America. Do you know how I revere that? And to be in a line of work where I consult with these individuals.
Yes. Yeah. Well, Mike, I wasn't really thinking about you. I was thinking about the show. But now, I know where to think in the future.
I hate it when you do that.
Well, but Kevin is now mic'd up. He's good to go.
Dr. Scott.
Hi, Kevin.
Hi, Mike.
What an incredibly generous thing you did for your wife, Ashley, the music teacher. Ashley, what kind of music do you teach?
I teach an early childhood music program called Music Together. I teach 0 to 5-year-olds.
Oh, my son's just at the end of the window.
Yes, actually, when your son was born, I invited you to come to a class, but then you moved to Florida, so it didn't work.
Were those related incidents? Did he move to Florida because of the invitation?
Yeah, probably. Mm-hmm.
So you guys are local? You're in the D.C.
Yes,
area?
Yes, we live in Arlington.
Okay. Oh, in Arlington. That means Kevin has, like, let me look, 43 million patients.
Doctor.
What did she say? What did I miss?
Oh, Kevin didn't have headphones on earlier, and his wife was saying, heads up, he knows you're a doctor.
Mm-hmm. Was that supposed to be a secret?
No, it's no secret.
No, it's okay. Because
I don't want to embarrass the
No, he's not. No, again, this was supposed to be all about Ashley. Now Kevin's here. So.
I know. But you mentioned, and Rob said you didn't mention the doctor until right now, right?
It was right before.
Yeah, I thought
it was
a podiatrist. Yeah. I just didn't matter to me what he did for a living. I knew he loved his
difference.
Wife.
There's a big difference between corns and... Now, why are you shaking your head, Ashley?
No reason. I just didn't know it was going to go
in this
direction.
Are you going to be like this for the whole show, Ashley?
I don't know. I might, Mike. Okay. Right.
Well, think about poor Ashley.
I want to know. What? Okay, it's about her. She's sitting in here. I'm going away. I'm bringing medication in case I have a flare when I go away next week. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, I'll tell you now, I don't want to make a big deal of it, but Carla and I are going away with our little guy for my 60th birthday, 10th anniversary trip.
And you've always wanted
Oscar
to go to Lourdes.
Rob, that's right. Lourdes, we're going to pray for better health for me. And we will be. This is funny, Ashley. Why are you looking disturbed?
I don't know.
Are you not a big smiler or laugher? Because you're driving me nuts right now. I'm going
to
move Kevin over into that seat. Is everything okay? Is everything okay? Because I'm worried now. I'm very worried. Welcome to the show.
I hope thank you.
Our job is to make you feel well.
Yes.
It's working really well.
Thank you. So I am going away, and I'm taking medication because of my tummy.
You have to, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So, Kevin, how are you?
I'm great, Mike.
Did you not want to be on the show? I will honor your wishes, and I will not talk about either one of you for the rest of the show. But I'm glad to have guests, and we don't normally have other people come in.
Right.
So
I understand.
Is it okay if we talk about you and Ashley and your lines of work? Or if it's not, I'll understand completely, by the way.
Well, I think part of the confusion is I don't know what my line of work is right now. So I'm happy to talk. Whatever you would like to talk about.
Oh, okay. All right.
So, Ashley?
Okay. Yeah.
Is he a gastroenterologist or a podiatrist?
No.
Oh, he's neither?
No.
Okay, what is he then?
What are you, Kevin?
I knew you were going to ask that question.
Yes.
So uh-oh. I work for a trade association.
What? Get out of the studio. Go back into the control room. Go back into the control. Jesus Christ, Oscar.
That's what I was told.
Will
to
you
me.
Get it?
You can ask Rob. You can ask Rob.
Yeah, we were told he was a gastroenterologist.
Oh, did Rob get it? Did Rob get it right?
No. I was joking that he was a podiatrist.
And then I was joking that he was a gastro doc.
Yeah, but I actually thought she was telling the truth.
It was delivered. Right. The delivery mic was very dry.
This actually worked out perfectly. This worked out perfectly.
No, I was hoping I'd get some fruit.
I can help you on the music front as much as you want.
It's a window into your soul.
Yeah. When you talk about it, welcome to the world of old people.
It really does, you know what?
All bets are off. It starts right away, and then it's just like, I'm not going to get any advice on my 95-year-old colon from a trade guy.
It really does explains the weird glances they were giving each other.
They didn't know what was going on.
Yeah, didn't realize
they were very polite. They were very, very polite. And this is overwhelming for people to come into this.
Yeah,
and,
I agree.
You know, I'm screaming and yelling over here.
Agreed.
Well, just give me a brief second. I'll get back on track. I'm just going to enjoy my disappointment for a minute. I was real excited for a while.
Do you
want to
talk
there.
Music?
No. I want to talk.
What we should have done is said that he is a gastroenterologist and Ashley owns a liquor store.
I understand what you're saying. He's against the only two things in the world that would be important to me.
No,
that's like, you know what that is?
That's you a hold
hack,
dear.
That's a hack Irish stereotype joke is that you just
and
made.
I withdraw
owns
the
a
joke.
Liquor store. Owns a liquor store and what am I, a cop too? Yes. Okay. Rob's idea of the Irish are leprechauns running around. Leprechauns running around. Okay, Clancy, I'll fight you and I'll knock down the door, even though that will come up later in the show when I discuss my Friday night. Mm-hmm. Friday night.
Okay. Friday going into Saturday.
No, it was not into Saturday.
All right.
I don't stay out that late anymore.
All right.
So that's the way.
And you partied this weekend.
I went to two. I went out Friday night and went out, was it Friday or Saturday? I'm trying to think. Hold on.
I think it was Saturday night when I talked to you.
It was Saturday night. Mm-hmm. Saturday night that I did that, and then, you talked to me Sunday. You talked to me Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, so you said last night we met.
Last night we went to a person's home, a new friend, and Saturday night we went out to a restaurant and had dinner and buckets of drinks.
Buckets?
Like tons of alcohol. We truly did. So, Ashley, let's just button this up.
Yeah, button this up.
Please.
Now that you've misrepresented you and your husband to our show, that's a joke. I'm sorry. That was it. Now it got quiet. I was
it's not quiet.
Serious.
Mike, we're just, you're leading the charge. We're
so
good.
do you still do the music teaching thing?
Yes, I do.
Do you love it?
I totally love it.
So, such a great age. I mean, my little guy is just such a blast.
It's the best job in the world.
That's wonderful.
When you start them so young, like seriously, you said zero to five.
Birth,
so if they come in at like, maybe 6 months, what do you do with them musically that they can absorb?
So it's a classroom setting, right? So everyone's sitting in a circle on the floor and the babies or young children are sitting with a parent or a babysitter or whoever. And we sing songs. We sing a hello song. We do little instruments and dancing movement. So if they're too small to be up and dancing themselves, their adult just carries them and dances with them.
That's so
There's
sweet.
A curriculum Love that goes with it. Yeah, nice. I've been doing it 23 years.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
That is very,
very, very
cool.
Is a xylophone still something that's
Is a xylophone
popular?
Still a thing? It's still a thing.
Glockenspiel?
Yeah.
Recorder.
Oh,
I hate the recorder.
That's a third grader thing.
Are you, do you guys have instruments there or you just sing?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I play the guitar. Some teachers play. I have a staff who works for me also. Some teachers play the piano. We have instruments for the children to play.
That's
really
cool. Music is so love the kids get into music. I think it's important, but I think it has to be taught.
Isn't
I don't think
it true,
drawn to it.
I don't know whether you know this or not. Isn't it true that early education in music helps in other subjects too?
Yeah, there has been a lot of research to support that, but we believe in music for music's sake because everyone has the ability to be musical. So exposing them at an early age.
This is a very, I guess, it's a melting pot in Northern Virginia. Do you guys have a pan flute handy?
I have one right here in my pocket. Yeah, a didgeridoo, maybe.
Yes, sir, the pan flute. Yes, yeah, sir.
That would be Come on into class, a little Carlos. Here's the pan flute.
I love the fact that my little guy every week has piano lessons. It's
How long has he been doing that now?
a couple of months, and he's into his teacher. His teacher's a really sweet guy, and he took him in the other day, and he said, now, when you get to this book, when you finish this book and you finish this part, and he takes him out, and they've got, like, little trophies,
yeah,
and little plaques on the wall, and kids are so, like, you know, a lot of there's a lot of popular sentiment about, oh, every kid gets a trophy. Little biddies love rewards.
Yeah.
That's what they're, they love that. So if you do that, do you give any rewards to your little guys at all? Do you do that?
Like a
sticker or, you know.
I let them strum my guitar after class.
So everything's, but it's a reward,
yeah,
right?
It's a reward,
they get to play with your guitar, right?
Yeah. I mean, I hold it and they come and strum it.
Is that a, and that's, you know, it's kind of neat to have that. And he's just into this teacher because this teacher really knows how to engage with kids. And that's half the ball game to keep them interested.
Is there, know? Are there any, like, a get, I know growing up and even the little kids in my family would sing Arroz con leche, me quiero casar, like these great songs. Are there new songs, classic songs that kids sing?
Uh-huh.
Are there any new ones that we don't know about that maybe Mike's kids probably singing that we don't when we were kids? Not in Spanish, but in English?
I don't know. We do some Spanish songs.
You do?
In our curriculum, yeah.
Well,
some
Hebrew
songs.
Nice.
The important thing, and Rob's actually getting some of Ashley's playlists, for the really, really little bitties, little bitties, do you have that song that she plays for the infants? Mm-hmm. That come in?
What you don't know is
the
kid is
0 to 1, right?
Yeah, and the kid is strumming. She's doing the fretwork, but the kid is doing the strumming.
Do you have any music that she plays for the 1 to 2 year old?
I do.
Do you have
any
cuts for that? All right, play the one that. That might not have been my choice. You know what I'm looking for. There we go. This is for the 1 to 2 year old. This is Ashley's music class.
Nice.
You're 2 years old, and you're doing some news, and you're doing da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
All right, thank you. Thank
it's
you.
Just silly.
And,
2 years old.
No, it's more like, you know.
Yeah.
What a wonderful phrase.
All right. Well, it's great to have you here, and happy. This is your Christmas present. And
yes.
How long have you been listening to TMOS? Long time, short time.
Yes, I've been listening since the Morning Zoo days.
Oh my goodness, that's a long time.
I was an eighth grader.
Wow.
And I would listen to the show while I got ready for school in the morning. And then when I started dating my husband, one of the things we had in common was that we listened to the Don and Mike show in the afternoon.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, I'm so glad you know, so many people have stayed through the years, and I'm delighted. I was talking to somebody last night about how thrilled I am to still be able to do this every day, and it's still, you know, like it is right now. It's so much fun. We like doing that. So welcome. And Kevin, I'm watching you. I am watching you. Yeah, I'm a doctor, trade association. We'll take a break. I like it when she whispered to him.
You think you're a doctor?
I'm trying to figure out what my job is right now.
I don't really know.
I don't know.
We'll take a break and come back and talk about the big game right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
In the 1870s, Buffalo Bill Cody returned to Iowa to make his fortune in the search for the world's biggest strawberry. At his side was his trusty Colt revolver, and trailing his covered wagon was his trusty sidekick, Little Steve, riding his Palomino Llama with its Romanian hand-tan gypsy saddle. Well, time marched on. Buffalo Bill left Iowa, but Little Steve stayed behind and bought a radio station, KCJJ, the Mighty 1630, known far and wide for its music, information, and the place for great deals on dining room furniture and Iowa City molasses. Today, Little Steve is all grown up, and at 93, is known as Captain Steve. He's replaced the llama with a microphone. You don't have to salute him, you just have to listen to him every morning and occasionally bring him a cookie. Start your day with Captain Steve and Jim Hunter right here on the Mighty 1630 KCJJ from 5 a.m. until they can't feel their toes. And bring him a cookie.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. This segment of the program brought to you by OpenFit. Getting fit and staying healthy is always easier said than done, right? Am I right?
Right, 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 right.
Well, OpenFit is bringing you something new that makes it even easier to never miss a sweat session. Lose the commute to the gym and let the workouts come to you. OpenFit classes are led by some of the most effective and engaging trainers in the world. These trainers know how to get you results quick. View it and do it on your computer, web-enabled TV, tablet, smartphone, or Roku, anytime, anywhere. Lose up to 15 pounds in just the first 30 days. Flatten your abs, shape your body, and look and feel great. OpenFit has changed the way Oscar works out, and with the code TMOS, you can join him on a fitness journey personalized just for you. Again, use the TMOS code and start using OpenFit for your journey to a healthier life. Right now, during the OpenFit 30-Day Challenge, our listeners get a special extended 30-day free trial membership to OpenFit, where you can lose up to 15 pounds in 30 days when you text TMOS to 303030. You will get full access to OpenFit, all the workouts and nutrition information, totally free. Again, just text TMOS to 303030. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Glad to have you with us. I led my show prep today. I wrote down this, tell me about your Super Bowl experience. And I did that because I was completely disengaged more than any Super Bowl ever in the history of the game. I was disengaged. I was disengaged because, A, I didn't have even a team that I wanted to hate as much. You know, the Patriots, whatever, if they lose, I probably, they won so much, like the rest of the country, you know, people root against the big dog,
yeah, sure,
the Patriots. But even that wasn't that motivating. And for the Rams, who got in kind of on a fluky call, and then the game, meh. Ooh. But I mean, I couldn't also tell you all the plays. It was like, just kind of nothing.
Because Los Angeles is such I would say they're so new to winning ways at the moment as far as football is concerned, because they just got the two teams back into Los Angeles.
Right.
That the idea that their fans, the Los Angeles Rams fans, weren't being really represented in Atlanta.
It was like, dominated by the Patriots
they didn't
fans.
Travel
they all
to
said it
Atlanta.
Sounded like a home game for them, right? Yeah.
Right. Robert, did you get the tickets? Yeah. How many do you have? I've got 35 on the 40-yard line. That's right. There. I'm a drywall contractor. I've got a huge business. I'm flying 48 of my friends in to sit on the 40-yard line. Yeah.
So
when they did crowd shots, did you, like me, did you just feel frustration?
It was
because
ridiculous.
It just,
the whole
thing.
Yeah. Like, look, you know, look. It's a dynasty in the modern era is it creates a monster. It does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The New York Yankees for so many years were dominant in baseball. And as New England fans of the Red Sox, we were always the team trying to knock them off and failing miserably. When you have a dynasty, you salute the team because, you know, that's what the player's job is,
sure,
to do that. That's what the coaches, ownership, they want to bring. So you can't slight them for it. But then you throw in the trophy wife. Throw in the owner that, you know, with his blue shirt and his white collar and his red tie. You throw in the scandals that they have. Mm. And, you know, the monster begins to take on a little life of its own. Then you throw in a little bit. You have to have swagger in the NFL.
Right,
but they have swagger to spare with guys like Gronkowski, you know, being interviewed when it's like
when one of your prop bets are how many times they're gonna show Brady's wife, Giselle,
right? Yeah,
mm-hmm. On camera,
exactly.
So the prop bet, the over under was 1.5, right?
Right,
Roughly 10 minutes into the fourth quarter. You've got two shots, two right. still shots, so that kills the bet right away.
it's over.
But when
it's
a prop over. Bet is being proposed to your significant other, someone that's not on the field, you know that you've got a monster on your hands that you've never seen before.
Yeah,
right, right. And the game itself, it comes down to that. And look, the history of the Super Bowl, there have been some turkeys. There have been some very, very dull games. This one rivaled any of the, you know, just no scoring whatsoever.
The worst
game ever. And then, what, about 5 years ago? The Super Bowl commercials, which were all so scary funny about a decade ago. And now it's not about that because the corporate world can't do it. Let me tell you why. They can't. They can't do it. And what they've never understood, and we know this because on our low level of advertising, we've seen it with radio stations and you just remember the thing. The reason that these commercials became such a big deal is because you remember the funny.
Right.
You remember the funny. And I watched the commercials the morning of. I watched them an hour and a half ago.
Yeah.
They can't get out of the cell. They can't get out of the cell. And in order to make a commercial really funny, you have to throw the cell kind of out the window. It's brand placement. Mm-hmm. And they're just all so. There were a lot more commercials that were trying to tug at the heartstrings.
That seemed to me to be a second half thing. Like they led,
More of them than I've ever seen. Yeah. Doing that, right?
Can I just give you some my one highlight, one low light? The one highlight for me was of all people, I'm not a Bud Light guy, but the Bud Light Game of Thrones. As a Game of Thrones fan, kind of cool, a little hack, but pretty.
And it surprised you.
Surprising. If you were surprised, I was shocked. Frankly, while I thought it was nicely placed, I was excited for the Washington Post ad, which I learned about, I would say, 2 or 3 days before the actual.
See, that was a surprise to me, and it came up at a quiet time at the get-together I was at, and that one really hit me. I thought that was a really well-done spot.
It could have. They just bought that spot a week out from the Super Bowl.
And what was so cool about it is the way it began, if you didn't know what it was, you had to figure out exactly what they were selling. And then it has, a line that we've actually we mention on this show sometimes in jest, which is democracy dies in darkness. But it is such a great tagline.
Yeah,
and
it is.
And
it
with
is.
The voiceover and everything, I thought that was a highlight spot for me.
I remember, it just seems it was a very short time ago where Super Bowl commercials were really, really a big deal, where they were kind of funny. And then they began, when they started, I think, to go south is when they were known for being funny.
Yeah.
And when you had, I can't wait to watch the commercials.
I think their turn for the worse was when they started showing them before the Super Bowl.
Right.
Because the element of surprise is the key ingredient in something being funny. Mm-hmm. And you can't have a surprise punchline if you watched it on YouTube on Thursday.
Jimmy Cerrito, where we've certainly enjoyed our Super Bowl parties at Jimmy's joint, and Jimmy texted, I just woke up for the end of the game or something like that. It was just like, it was one of those deals. And then we came home from at halftime because we had Michael with us.
Sure.
And we came home from the party where we were, and Ed Carla said, I'm going to turn. I said, come on. It's the third quarter.
The game's on.
Anybody's game.
Anybody's game. I didn't want to watch it alone. And then, I think maybe 45 seconds to go.
That game was over.
I turned it off. I turned it over to HBO. She says, "What are you doing?" I said, "I don't want to watch them.
They're not coming back.
I don't want to watch. I don't want to watch the Patriots Love Fest that I've seen now 6 times.
Too many
times. It's just not. It's just tedious. And for the rest of the country, somebody said it best. If you're not a New England fan, and really, I can say even the Los Angeles fan base is kind of still confused about what to do.
The best it was just way a to bag describe of it. Nothing. Yes.
We're confused. We want to win, right?
Did we have to go to Atlanta?
Yeah, we can watch it. Is it on TV?
This happens every year, right?
And I don't want to be sports centric, but I have to say this because the tournament where Phoenix, where Oscar's heading in March, and
Waste Management,
which had a story where Ricky Fowler got so screwed by a rule where he had to take a penalty, and he never should have had to because it's a terrible rule.
Mm-hmm.
And he persevered with his mental toughness. It was a huge sports story, and in the cold and the rain out there, and that was a lot of fun to watch. And it's kind of the individual accomplishment. Maybe that's why I kind of gravitate towards that sport, because you're not. But the glorification of the, I don't know. I know I'm all over the place.
No, Mike. But this is what's tough. You see what happened. And I talked to Mike before the Super Bowl, and he was explaining to me the Fowler situation, which if you're not a golf nerd or you're not a fan, and it's not explained to you, you might not understand. But it's almost impossible.
People that aren't into the game probably wouldn't be all that. It wouldn't be a big deal. But should I explain what happened?
Yes, please. Thumbnail.
So Oscar calls me, and I'm trying to explain over the phone, and Oscar's very polite and listening to me do this. So he chips the ball. And because it's rain, and chip is a little short shot.
Right.
And because he's chipping it, the ball slides, and it skids. And it skids across the green, over to the back of the green, and goes into the water.
Mm.
He's leading the tournament by 4 shots at this point, 3 or 4 shots. And then he has to drop the ball where it went into the water, so he has his other shot. He's got to take a penalty and a stroke. And then when you drop it twice and it rolls, you have to place it. So he finally just places it down. He goes up to look at the green again, and as he's walking on the green, you see the ball start to roll, and it rolls back into the water. He did nothing but place it, but he still gets another penalty.
Another penalty.
Just for placing the ball. And it was a long time. They called rules officials over. He's leading the tournament. And, you know, like, oh, my God, we're not sure he's going to come back mentally from this because he's gotten so screwed. It's just amazing what he's going to go through. And then the next hole, he bogeys that hole, but then he came back and won the tournament. And I thought it was a cool little story. So,
then you get to the Super Bowl.
That is golf nerddom right there.
That's fine. I think you did a nice job there. So you get to the Super Bowl, and you're like, oh. So I get off the phone. I'm like, oh, man, I can't wait to see this high-scoring game, this air assault. It's going to be, the over-under is 56 points, right?
Mm-hmm. That means like the total points.
Yeah, total points. Yeah. Like, it's going to at least... There's no way it's going to be 3-3.
Right.
Or then a final score of 10-3.
Or lead off with a missed field goal.
13-3, final score. You're sitting there like, what is going on?
Yeah. Right. Exactly. And most of the country wants the team that won to lose.
And it didn't become 13-3 until like the last 2 minutes.
Yeah.
It was just no fun. It was no. But, you know, we went to a little private party, and we'll tell you about that. Met a new friend at a bar where I was cut off.
Oh!
That was an interesting weekend, and we have guests here. That's Ashley and her, I don't know, her imposter husband. We're gonna take a break. Yeah,
catch me if you can.
It's a pretty serious offense to impersonate a physician.
It is.
Let's take a break, and we will come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Meara Show.
Hi there. This is Mike's favorite promo voice, I wanted to get serious for a minute and talk to you about loneliness.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Easy there, Robert. Take it easy and rest that voice. I got this one.
What's it,
hi there. I'm here to talk about laughter. And the best way to get it is through the TMOS bonus show. You'll never be lonely with the comedy stylings of Mike, Rob, and Oscar, giving you an extra hour of comedy power each week. It's the answer to any of life's problems. So do the clickety-click and take that digital trip to MikeO'MaraShow.com. Click that red bonus show banner and get laughing today. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Jim Amato and that other dude. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, brought to you by Headspace. Let's be honest. Most of your problems start with your mind. So the answer is in your own head. And Headspace is your guide to health and happiness. In fact, in just 10 days of Headspace, it's been proven to reduce stress and increase happiness. It's guided meditations that you listen to whenever you want, wherever you want, right on your phone, tablet, or computer. Headspace will teach you the life-changing skills of meditation and mindfulness in just a few minutes a day. Headspace has hundreds of meditation sessions focused on everything from stress to sleep. Boy, the sleep one I've got to dive into.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to that. There are SOS exercises for meltdown moments and even mini meditations for busy days. You'll be guided every step of the way by Headspace co-founder Andy Puddicombe, who spent 10 years training as a monk.
Isn't that cool?
Mm.
How cool is that? Start your journey towards a healthier, happier life by subscribing to Headspace. Sign up now at headspace.com/TMOS to get a free one-month trial. Sign up online at headspace.com/TMOS for a free one-month trial and start meditating today. Yes, I always talk about the fact that my social circle down here, I need to, Carl and I both need to expand our horizons and get out more. And, we got a last minute babysitter on Saturday afternoon when we dined. And we have a 5:30 reservation. We head out to this restaurant because Carla had a great weekend because I watched the little guy on Friday. I was the babysitter on Friday.
Excellent.
As Carla would say, you're not a babysitter. You're his father. Thank you.
But you didn't go to the Keys to your sister.
I didn't go out. Exactly. And so Carla went out and went out with her BFF, and I was with the little guy. So Saturday comes along. She says, "How was Mike?" We had a great time. We had a wonderful time. We just hung out, and I love spending one-on-one time with my son. But Saturday comes rolling around. And I said, "You know, can we get a babysitter? I'd like to have a night out. I'd like to go out." And she says, "Well, let me call Carmen." Carmen's a member of our family, and Carmen was available, bless her heart. And off we go. We head out, and we're very, very excited. And we go to this restaurant, which Carla loves, where they've got a tiny little band in the corner, and they got really good food. And the thing we like to do is sit at the bar. Well, I'm an Irishman. I like to sit at the bar.
Sure.
And so I
Do you have a favorite place at a bar? I like a corner at a bar.
Well, because we're fat. That's why we like corners.
No, I don't think it's a bad thing.
Yes, it is. Got the most room, it's size, Rob. That's why I like a corner, too. Because a corner gives you more room on the right side and more room on the left side. I hate to tell you this, but, you know, I think that's it's elbow room.
I suppose you're right. And you know what? I really need to embrace my size. I suppose you're right.
Well, I mean, that's the, I can't think of any other, I think I'm it's very specific at a bar. I don't want to be sitting in the row of the bar between two.
But also, but the other thing, and you have to admit it, is it gives you better sight lines.
Yes, it does. It does. Yeah, he's right about that. It does give you better sight lines.
I'll give you the
to see other fat people.
This past
week. It was Naples, Florida. There were no fat people.
This past week, Charlie, the Podcast Village Charlie from Podcast Village, Rob and I all go to the wing place down the street.
Right.
After work.
This is Rob Ford.
Do you mean the guy that the podcast, Charlie Burney?
Yeah, Charlie Burney.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So.
By the way, just to give me a little heads up, the guy that runs the place.
Yeah.
Just say his name one more time and I'll get it.
Charlie Burney. Thank you.
Is that the name of that production element?
That's Charlie
Burney. Who has the flu, by the way, so he's at home.
Oh,
home.
Wow.
It'll be all right.
Sorry about that.
We go down, and I know if I'm walking with Rob, and Rob Ford's, we've chronicled on this program, built like a refrigerator box.
Yes.
So we got to get the corner. We got to take the corner. If it's anyone else, I'm sitting three aside from each other. We're just talking.
Right.
You can sit at a bar, but you have to have a corner. I just think it's funny you didn't know that. It's just funny because that's what it is. You have to have a corner.
I suppose you're right,
elbow room on the right and elbow room on the left. If I was sitting like in a row at a bar with it was you, me, and Rob Ford, you would have seven chairs, and you'd have to take four of them out. It's just like an airplane.
So true.
Yeah, you're right.
It's just like an airplane with that. Oh, by the way, do you see the viral video of the lady who was fat shaming the people on either side of her?
I haven't seen that.
Oh, this biatch.
Yeah, I hated
it. It was ridiculous. She's screaming at these two people, and they happen to be, I believe they happen to be African American, and the lady's white, and she is horrible. We've all done. The bottom line is, lady, grow that. F.
And she gets
you
online and broadcasts.
No, she was making a loud cell phone call. Like, she says, I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm in the middle seat, and I've got this to the left of me and this to the right of me.
Right on her phone. You know when people do this? I can't, like, it's okay.
Yeah.
Like, it's okay if she says to her, these people are so fat.
Oh,
well,
no.
The best thing, the thing that really got me on that is when she says, I don't know what they do. I occasionally eat a salad.
Like she should have been thrown off the plane.
Yeah, absolutely.
She was an absolute
monster.
She was so cruel. But they moved her. They moved her to the back. I told the story about the one time I'm on one of those small regional jets.
Yeah.
And I see there are like three seats open on the plane. And I got the window seat. And maybe it was a small, I don't know. It was a three. It was because it had to be a three. And I see this pilot get on. He's a pilot.
Yeah.
And Oh, that's right. Pilot Fat. So Pilot Fat gets on the plane, and I see him moving back. And I'm not saying it out loud, but I'm thinking it. And in my mind, I'm going, please, God, no, please, God. He's getting closer. He's slowing down. No. And he sits down in the middle seat, and he is heavier than me. And I am jammed up against the window. And as he sits down, we are on the tarmac when he fell asleep.
Oh, no.
That's how he's done it his whole life. He knows how to sleep on an airplane.
Yeah.
Bliss, right?
Yeah.
I spend the rest of the flight mashed up, staring out at the window in terror like I do whenever I'm on a plane. And it was, but you don't verbalize that.
No, and you have to, and here's the thing. Know it as, and I will embrace my fatness here. We know how big we are. We know we're taking up space. We're doing the best we can.
You're mortified.
Right.
Well, yeah. You're already mortified. Yeah. Don't make it worse. But then,
have you ever gotten a seatbelt extender on a plane?
Never have.
That is my line of demarcation. If the day that happens, push me out the door at 30,000 feet. Just push me out. Let me do that.
I've had to use extreme pressure on certain flights, but never an extender.
Yeah. Some of those little jets are just, crazy.
Maybe you guys need a gastroenterologist.
Yeah, maybe you need to learn how to talk.
Enterologist, not enterologist.
I've had to stand up and sit down harder to get into the seat better
had to do that.
Well,
that's
gotten there.
That's intense.
Yeah, it is.
So we're with this guy, and we meet a guy at a bar, and he's from Maryland, and he listened to my show, and
he's
really, really nice guy, And it and the conversation goes on and on. And you know when you meet a new friend, I get excited.
Yeah.
Oh, I get excited. Because you don't make new friends all the time.
I don't make new friends. It's really, and he's just an interesting guy. He's got an interesting story, and he's an avid golf nut.
Oh, he's perfect.
And he's got a great story about coming to this country and starting a business, and he's telling about a tour pro that he sponsors.
Oh,
and he's telling about from Mexico that he's and he's telling this great. And I'm totally engaged with this guy. And towards the end of the night, he says, "Well, what are you doing for the Super Bowl?" I said, "You know, we're not doing anything. We're going to watch it at home." He said, "Well, I'm having some people over. Why don't you come over?" And then Carla looks at me like, "You'll never do this." And I look and I mean, because she knows me socially, how crippled I am. And I'm like, "Yeah, let's do this." And I'm not doing it because of the alcohol. I thought it'd be a lot of fun. And I love the idea of meeting golfers from outside of the community, and he's super, super nice. What I didn't realize, and he buys a round of drinks, and then I bought a round of drinks
That's
for him,
nice.
And then he buys a round of drinks. And so, meanwhile, the couple over at my right are, I don't know how I got into a conversation with them, because it was late.
Yeah.
And I was maybe having one more than I should have.
But when you get to that point in the evening, you want everyone to be a part of the scene.
This is when Mike tours the kitchen of the establishment.
Yeah, you are, yeah. Mike, you are a social creature. And you probably wanted to include them in the fun.
No, it wasn't pleasant. It was actually unpleasant.
Did it ever start pleasant?
Not really. Yeah. He was a dick. From the beginning, you know, and then
he was,
and then
he
it
was.
Got, yeah, he was, well, maybe I was too.
No,
but to make a long story short, apparently the way I was not like loud or obnoxious or anything. It was intense, but that was it. And then, apparently what happened to me is that now I'm going to get roasted for this.
Oh,
I shouldn't even say it. It was almost time to leave. This guy wanted to buy me one more drink.
And
I
the
was
new friend,
Rob
Spiewak.
I was drinking something called a Charleston Manhattan,
which was
rye whiskey, and it had like a Luxardo cherry. You know that I love that flavor.
Yeah, and probably a little bit of sweet vermouth, right?
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know what was in it, but it tasted good, and they were flowing like water.
Sure, tasty stuff.
So he went to buy me one, and apparently they'd had a problem, like a horrible problem, with a guy that had been overserved at this bar, and she was not basing it on my behavior. She was just counting, and she decided I'd had enough. And she's very firm. I was told by this guy later on. She's done that to other people. She's
the server?
Her number. She's got her number. The bartender.
Yeah.
And that's it. So, but technically, I was cut off. Technically, because Carla said they said that's you're done. You're not having any more. And I and then we left. We left. And I don't know why they used that particular number. To cut me off.
Did they mention what the number was?
What number
was
that?
Yes, yes, yes. 312 drinks.
312? That seems low.
I had 312 drinks, and they, you know, sir? I said, what? I can do two more.
We've done the math on our calculator here. Your body weight index is not allowed for
that's right.
Drinks.
Yeah, it was festive. And then we went to his house, beautiful home down here, for a Super Bowl party with super
Close
nice
by?
People. And about a half hour.
Okay, know,
about
bad.
A half hour down. And really super nice people. And sometimes when you go into a new social circle, you realize that the one you're in could really raise the game.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like we've all been to the party where you walk into the house and people are sitting on a couch watching a game and you get clicks and grunts and nobody.
Yeah. Right.
Because people just aren't people aren't raised
not
to
nice.
Be polite.
Mm-hmm.
They're not raised to be. It's impolite.
Yes.
Yeah. It's impolite. Engage the person. Cut. That happened. And immediately I'm engaged by multiple people at this party. I liked everybody there. I remember first names, everything.
That's
it was
great.
Fantastic.
That's
a
cool.
Great feeling.
A good time. I hope you know, we made a good impression.
It clicks and grunts never make a good impression.
No.
No. Mm-hmm. When you walk in, it's usually younger people. I have to be honest with you, where it's just like, hey, 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 don't get up. Keep your feet up on that sofa. You dullard.
Similar anyway, situation, what? Actually, for me on Sunday morning, Julia is in Model UN, which is a club at school where she has to go and pretend that she's Taiwan. And their meeting was at American University, so I got to
alma mater. Oh, that gets this, too. What did you say? What school?
American University. And because it is an event over county lines, parents had to drive the students. So I was volunteered a long time ago. And it was one of those things where, you know, 2 months ago, you say, I'll do it because that day will never come. And then it came. And so I had to be at the school at 7 o'clock on Sunday morning. And my car had me and Julia and five other teenagers. And so, you know, we actually used the third row of the seat. The car was so full of kids that the braking felt different when I hit a stoplight.
I bet.
So drove them to AU, dropped them off. And it was such a pleasant drive there because they had already done it on Saturday. And they were talking about the really nerdy kids that were in Model UN and people that were taking it way too seriously and doing Robert Rules of Order. I'd like to cede my time to Canada and things like that. And my fellow delegates. And we dropped off. And there's another father that I've known for some years. I said, how was your ride in with the kids? He says, they were all buried in their screens. And I said, really? Because they were talkative in my car. Mm. And I guess maybe it was because I engaged them and got them started.
It was your magnetic personality that drew that out of them.
Well, I would say that knowing this other dad, his personality not all that magnetic. So maybe you're right. But it was so much fun to hear them talk and not be buried in their screens for the hour.
When I get in the car, my niece and nephew were in the – I'm the complete opposite. My niece and nephew were in this weekend, and they started talking and messing around with the windows. And I was like, look. Dude, Oscar doesn't deal with kids all the time. You're freaking me out. Quiet. I want to make sure you get you back in one piece.
Yeah, Jimmy was messing with the window in the backseat. I had to use the lock. I said, Jimmy, you're 18. Can you sit still? And I do. It, I'm old now. I'm almost 48. And it still flips me out that there's these people who say, Mr. Spiewak? I say, that's so weird to be called Mr. Spiewak.
That's my father. Do you say that? Are you one of the dads that says, that's a dad line?
No, I said,
don't call me.
Call me Rob.
Do not touch the window. Right. Jimmy.
When my daughters, who are now older, they drive themselves, but when they were in the car to get them to come out, I would always do the crusty voice every time. No matter how many. If they have multiple kids, I'm like, who wants to go on a drive?
Who wants to go to school?
anyway, we have to take a break. We have two commercials or three left.
We have two left. So we're going to news now.
News.
Oh, then we got two more minutes.
Yeah, we do.
I'm fine. News. I want to catch up. I've been,
how many people at your get together, the Super Bowl get together?
About eight couples.
Oh, so it's like 16 people. That's a pretty big one.
It's very cool. But what's nice is that when you have good people to engage, you don't have to sit there and stare at the screen and look at that game.
And that was a game you needed people to watch with.
I wanted more out of it, but
or girlfriend, were they nice?
No, it was just him. And
single fella?
Really, really a single fella, and really, really a nice thing.
Can you guess his
Why
age?
Why don't you just behave? Why don't you just, for 1 second, let me tell a story about,
Here, put your keys in this fishbowl. No,
okay. All right, I'll tell the truth. We all had sex. In the pool.
Until he cut you off.
That's right. Right. But they informed me at the bottom of the pool. Mr. Ramirez had too many drinks.
What would you say? Can you spitball his age?
I did have I have to confess. Okay. I had an alcohol poisoning level of alcohol.
Well, I mean, that's okay. You're
I had seven.
That's nothing.
Seven is blackout territory.
Not
for spread
me,
out
eight.
Over time.
Oh, not for you.
I woke up feeling great the next
you
day.
You did?
Yeah, I went out and hit some golf balls 9:30 in the morning down here in sunny Southwest Florida. No problem at all.
Damn.
It was only about 2 o'clock, about 2 hours before we were going to his party.
Sure.
Where I was just like, Carla, I'm going to die.
See,
I am going to die now.
There was a lot of alcohol, but those cherries have vitamin C. So he actually woke up very healthy.
Yeah,
got to eat your fruit, Mike. Stay ahead of your
fruit.
But
I didn't eat well. I did not eat well. That's a whole other story. But I didn't eat well at all, and that's why, to be honest, I could use a gastroenterologist. That's it. You know?
How dare you.
Right. No, I mean, I look, the behavior this weekend, I am not proud of it. Carla made her crack, which is candy with the crackers and the caramel and the chocolate. And came in this morning to me because she went to bed early and she came walking in this morning where I was having a little trouble rallying. And she said, stood over the bed with her voice and said, did you eat Michael's crack candy that I took home from the party?
Oh,
and I,
no.
When I'm caught. And I sit up in bed and I said, yes, I did. Every single piece. Because the Patriots won and it was dull. Right.
Next year I'll put it in the mail. Because the Moody's sent Michael a lovely book, and I'll send the crack candy up to Chuck and Barb.
Great day for them.
The Patriots when
great
they go to the Super
them.
Bowl yes. next year. Yeah, NFL better than ever. Anyway, we'll take a break. Come back with news you may not need.
I ate all
hey,
of it.
I can't, look.
Yes, I
get
I
the
did.
Material. I, yes, I did. When we come back.
Step off.
I listen, I can't help it. I
so
apologize,
hostile.
But it's Super Bowl heavy, all right?
That's
it's
fine.
Super Bowl heavy.
Everybody watches
today's
the game.
The day.
But yeah. you're going to hear this on every radio station in America. But it's only today. So all we'll right. be right back. Thank you.
Hey, it's Chris Freitz with Political Persuasions. This week, Mike is already smitten with Kamala Harris. We ask if Howard Schultz, the coffee king, has what it takes to get to the White House. Plus,
nope.
Trump insider Roger Stone is arrested. Warm your cold eardrums with some Political Persuasions this week. Tune in.
God bless the United States.
You can download Political Persuasions at politicalpersuasions.com, iTunes, Stitcher, and wherever fine podcasts are found.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Untucket.
Untucket.
I know what it is.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Untuck It. Here is a tip. No guy looks good in a long, bulky dress shirt when it's untucked. You might think it looks casual, but it really does end up looking sloppy. That's because they were never meant to be worn that way. Untuck It. Make shirts specifically designed to be worn untucked.
Not
I adore
in.
My Untuck It shirts. Not too long ago, not too long, I should say, not too long, not too short, they're going to love this commercial. For that clean, casual look you can even wear at the office with more than 50 fit combinations, Untuck It shirts look great on tall, short, slim, and athletic guys of all ages. Really, it's a wonderful, wonderful company, and the quality of these shirts will blow you out of the water. Go to untuckit.com or visit one of Untuckit's 50 stores across the U.S. and Canada. Untuckit even offers free shipping and returns on all orders in the U.S. Use promo code TMOS for 20% off your first purchase. So if you want the perfect fitting shirt, regardless of your shape and size, try the original Untucked shirt. And remember, use promo code TMOS for 20% off your first purchase at Untuckit. We love them.
News!
Tom Brady and the Patriots, we've been talking about it all morning. They beat the Rams 13-3 in the lowest scoring Super Bowl in history. Isn't that great?
It was a great game.
Patriots receiver Julian Edelman, who has a beard that looks seriously like he was pulled out. You know, they opened a manhole cover and said, Julian, time for the game. Come on. He had a very good game, and he was named the MVP. Otherwise, the game was mostly a showcase for both teams' kickers, with a few nice defensive plays sprinkled in.
Can I play a tape of our buddy Jim Nantz manufacturing some excitement with a line that he probably wrote 4 weeks ago, okay?
Okay,
here
let's hear it.
Jim Nantz.
And there it is. The dynasty continues. And the Patriots have added another chapter to their legacy.
Put it on a card. I'll read it when the game is done.
The dynasty continues. A dynasty unlike any other.
I think it was Walt Whitman who once said, Bob Kraft wears a red tie. So more news. Super Bowl 53 will go down as one of the least exciting and lowest scoring games in Super Bowl history. So you could say the commercials were more interesting, but that's not saying much. Overall, this year's crop was uneventful. I watched, I think, all of them. Just like the game, nothing jumps to mind. Nothing really. I'm not going to get
one question.
Excited when one company promotes another company. That doesn't do it for me.
One question. One that I did go back and actually rewatch today because I just like the total amount of people and star power in it. The NFL 100 commercial that had all the Hall of Famers in it. Did you like that at all?
No, didn't do it for me.
Really?
Sorry.
I just like seeing the faces. I thought it was fun.
Well, it was, but it's like, you know, I don't know. I mean, there's just memorable that like forever.
No, there's none
Super
of
Bowl,
those.
You know, the companies brought more of the funny and creative starting in the second quarter.
But then the quality dipped down again. Politics and celebrity cameos were down. Robots were in. Fewer companies released their ads online before the game. Maybe they realized it hurts the impact of the commercial to leak it before the Super Bowl. The upshot is that more of them felt like a surprise, but still, you know, the word, and myself included, I didn't think it was that special. The New England Patriots are one of the most dominant sports franchises of all time. You know that. They're certainly the most successful dynasty of the past 40 years, but that doesn't mean fans have to like them. According to a new survey, the Patriots are the least popular sports dynasty since 1980. 12 dominant franchises were included in the poll, and they were ranked by a favorability rating. Here's how it shook out. Chicago Bulls, NBA, 1991 to 98, favorability rating 30. The LA Lakers from 80 to 88 had a 29-plus rating. The Lakers from 2000 to 2002, 24-plus. Edmonton Oilers in the NHL, I don't know how they get these stats. They went from 84 to 90 with plus 23. Then the Celtics at 21-plus. San Antonio, plus 18. Golden State, plus 15. Then followed by Detroit, the Dallas Cowboys, the New York Yankees at a plus 11. San Francisco Giants at plus 10. And the New England Patriots, 2002 to the present, minus one favorability rating.
Oh, no. That's not good.
I think is kind of funny. Yes, it is. It is. I don't know why. It's a combination of all this stuff, including behavior, you know?
Yeah.
And I think they you look at that. Oh, by the way, did you see the shots of, is it the president of the Patriots who was like smacking Bob Kraft? Like a,
yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Yeah, 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 you do. It just, that looks so suck-uppy to me.
Well,
you
know, I thought maybe Bob Kraft had something caught in his throat.
I'm like
maneuver.
A
cashew. Can like in the commercial.
Shrimp.
Yeah.
Another pig in a blanket.
Almost half of Americans now consider themselves to be workaholics, according to a new survey. 2,000 people were polled, and 48% said they're workaholics. Here are the top 10 signs you're really one, according to the survey. Number one, you prioritize your work over your personal life. 54% of workaholics say they do that.
Ding.
Number two, you worry. Okay, you want these will be Oscars things because Rob and I won't count on this. Well, no, we care
Rob,
about the show.
Not you,
yes,
Mike.
We care about the show. You know.
wow. What? That was way See, under the radar.
By the way, if you're keeping track.
That was like a drone shot.
If you're keeping track of Mike taking a vacation, Oscar is mad at me for it. I know
no,
he
I'm
is.
No, I'm taking a vacation in March.
Yeah, I know. So, well, how many days are you taking off?
I think three show days.
That's right. And on the second day.
Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday?
Yes.
And about halfway
never,
through the Thursday
asked,
show.
At least I asked. What?
On the Thursday show, people will notice.
That's what it is. You struggle completely to stop working
oh,
on
hi,
vacation.
Oscar. Hi, Fritz.
You check your work email at night. You're often the first person to get to work. No, you don't count in that one.
Boo.
Number six, you feel like you can't take vacation. That's not true.
Not
you usually work through lunch. Yeah, we all
do,
probably. Not really.
I don't even take lunch sometimes.
You feel anxious if you don't check in or know what's happening at work.
50-50 with missing that one day.
Your friends or family say you work too much. I'm getting tired of reading this list. It's
you know
too
what?
Hard.
I
don't feel like working through it.
Those people suck.
They do. Yeah. I hate them all.
That's me.
I don't feel like working through it. But yeah, I guess to a degree, for our work life, we've always been engaged with it. It's always been there. It's always available.
I think Mike, we probably don't give you enough credit that when you steer a show, when you create a program, I think you are constantly finding material within your life. So technically, you're always on call.
Sure.
And sometimes that's a challenge. Sometimes that's not. In this particular case, and I should share this with our listening audience with full disclosure, there's a tremendous amount of stuff that I left on the table. Why did I hit that? I'm sorry.
Well, I thought you were going to go into some patriotic thing. And this country.
The dynasty continues. The New England Patriots and their 34th win at the Super Bowl. Congratulations. What a team. What a dreamy quarterback. What a furry wide receiver. That beard, by the way, that I only got obsessed with at the end of the game when he was getting interviewed.
Yes.
And he's such a contrarian, too. You know, how do you feel? It's not about how I feel. Must be great to be on the Patriots. Well, we're a team, but it's not really what I'm upset. All right. What is it, Julian? He got the media, Julian.
I believe this is manufactured. Gillette will take care of that beard. It's going to be an entire marketing campaign behind it.
And give him credit for getting give him credit for getting all the prepared lines in that the team handed him before the game.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
He's like, it's not about me, do you?
By the way, the name Julian Edelman does not sound like a wide receiver in the NFL. It sounds like a guy that ought to be managing a radio station in Ohio.
I was going to guess team accountant.
Mike Edelman, most people don't realize this, that he moved to Los Angeles in the offseason to be closer to Brady, because that's where Brady lived, to work one-on-one with his quarterback.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, this is this man was...
How's the crowd feel about that statistic? He's moved all the way to L.A. with his richness. Closer to the other rich guy who lives in Los Angeles and not New England because he's got a hot wife who's a model.
So he has to put up, you mean off-season, he has to put up with the weather in California?
Oh, he went all in on making sure that he was the number one receiver is what I'm
number
saying.
One receiver. What do you think of that? Well, that's important.
No, they don't like it. They're not having any of it. They're not having it.
By the way, hey fans, would you like to see the Cleveland Browns get into the Super Bowl?
Yeah, boy. Me too.
Right so, you on. Know, how about, yeah, or the Detroit Lions.
Yeah, boy.
Make it more interest. What about the Patriots again for number 7? Oh, no.
Thank you. And now a little something something.
Okay.
You ready? There is a 28-year-old guy named Joshua Hilliard in Cottonwood, Arizona. Have you ever heard of that town in Arizona?
No, I have
Cottonwood?
Not. Weird.
And he's been tutoring high school students as part of a mentoring program. Well, last week, apparently, he sent a picture of his junk to a 16-year-old girl he was working with. Not cool.
No. Cottonwood.
When the cops arrested him, they were able to confirm it was a picture of him because tattooed on his thing are the words fun size.
Oh.
Yeah, isn't that cool? Mm. He told the cops he thought that Arizona's age of consent was 16. It's actually 18, so he was charged with a felony for providing harmful materials to a minor. Meanwhile, his tattoo artist is still washing his hands. All right, ladies.
Ladies.
We'll take a break.
We're going to need a stencil for that.
Ashley! Ashley!
Yes. All right, I'm sorry. Anyway, we'll take a break. And we'll come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Meara
Poor
Show.
Ashley. I know.
Valentine's Day, Joe. Yes, my 8th favorite holiday. All right. Here's some tips for you, fellas. Why don't you get next to your girl on the couch, get a nice bottle of wine, download that TMOS app, and hit play on the Robin Joe Show.
That's a horrible advice. She'll leave you.
Well, that's the whole idea. Then you'll be single. You have to celebrate that stupid holiday. Robin Joe Show. Romance is never in the air. Here's every week, robinjoeshow.com, the TMOS app, and subscribe on iTunes.
About time to get those boys in the studio.
Love that. I'll give them a call today.
Bring them by. Welcome back to the show, brought to you by Zappos. We are thrilled to announce that in 2019, our partnership with Zappos continues. Zappos.com offers all of the latest and greatest footwear, apparel, handbags, and accessories. And thanks to over 1,000 trusted brand names, Zappos.com is able to help millions of customers create a long-lasting wardrobe that they love. Our partnership is built on listener support. So when you need footwear, apparel, basic anything that covers your epidermis, please think Zappos first. You'll love their legendary customer service. There is none better. And for a limited time, Zappos.com is offering all of their TMOS friends 15% off their purchase by using the code TMOS at checkout. You shop, you save, you support. As always, Zappos.com provides fast, free shipping, free and easy returns, 24/7 friendly customer service, and a 365-day return policy. Remember, Zappos.com and the TMOS code for 15% off. This is a limited time offer, so act now. Thanks to Zappos.com, there's never been a better time to look your best. Thank you, Zappos. And now, without further ado, let's open up the audio vault with Mr. Rob Spiewak. Take it away, Robbie.
Are you excited for the warm weather that is absolutely on the way because the creeps with the top hats pulled the rat out of the ground?
Oh, the groundhog.
Yeah, he did not see his shadow.
Okay, Phil, we got to get serious here, buddy.
Buddy.
Okay, look me in the eyes.
Hey, dude.
We have a prediction. I just read this, okay? Faithful followers, there is no shadow of me. A beautiful spring it shall be.
I hate everything about that.
You hate Punxsutawney?
I don't like the fact that they pretend that the rat talks to them and they wear their top hats and they, hey, I only read it.
I would think with your love of tradition that that might be the type of thing that
tradition.
You would.
No,
you
know. And
do you not love it because you're not part of it?
I'd like one of the hats, but I don't want to be part of the ceremony.
Wouldn't you love to be up there on that stage?
No, I got to think about it. I bet the groundhog smells. I bet it's a bad smell.
But every 7 years.
If you were somebody who said, Rob Spiewak,
yes,
we would love you to be involved and come up and do
an appearance fee.
For an appearance fee, yeah. Sure. And an overnight lodging. It's not a short drive.
By the way, the locals refer to the town as Punxsy. Thank you.
That's because they're cool, right?
Has anybody in this room ever been to Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania?
I have.
I have not.
I have.
Mm. Really?
What were you doing up there?
We stopped there on the way to Indiana, Pennsylvania when we were buying Christmas trees.
Why'd you stop there?
Because it was a convenient place to stop. We did not do anything groundhog related.
But were you excited?
You know what I remember most about Punxsutawney?
What?
Great fried chicken.
Okay. You were disappointed in the game.
Yes.
I was disappointed with the winner of the AP NFL MVP. It was Patrick Mahomes, and he got up to accept his award and said this.
When you look at this award, you see the rich history that it has.
And I said, what happened to the guy that talked like this?
The furthest I ever threw it in college was 83 yards, but I had a little bit of wind at my back.
Oh, he sounds better. He's been coached.
Do you think he's been coached?
100%.
Because that's, listen again, this is how he was midway or early in this season.
The furthest I ever threw it in college was 83 yards, but I had a little bit of wind at my back.
And now he hisses him at the award ceremony.
When you look at this award, you see the rich history that it has.
Whoever is his agent or his management
team, they did something.
They said, enough of this Fraggle Rock nonsense.
maybe he used a vocal processor where it's just like,
I'm really excited about playing in the NFL.
And then he gets up on stage and says,
I just want to say thank you to everybody. What an incredible award this
is. Wait, are you saying one of his team members is there filtering out the sound coming out of that mic?
Hi, guys.
Hi, Pat. How you doing?
Congrats on the new voice.
Pat Mahomes.
Yes, Pat Mahomes.
Hooray for me.
Wait, Pat. I was one of your favorite films, Radio Days.
I hear the cannons roar.
Saturday night at the El Flamingo.
All right, I'm sorry.
We had him on at the beginning of the show, but a question about Bob Kraft with his white collar and his blue shirt.
Yes.
One day a year, is it too much to not drink for 3 hours? Just try to stay sober for the game, Bob.
Patriots fans, this is your sixth championship in the last 18 years. Truly.
I was ready to go through that processor that I do where it makes people sound like they're on pot. No need. This is exactly what CBS was carrying.
An unprecedented accomplishment. Really managed by exceptional players and coaches to whom all of us forever grateful.
What?
But there is one constant throughout this whole 18 years.
That one constant is Tito's vodka. Mm.
Yeah, and making out with his quarterback. Did you see that still
picture?
He
loves kissing him.
He literally put him on the lips, full on the lips, making out with his quarterback.
And I'm shocked you didn't bring this up. The one thing about the game that did not disappoint. Don't you think Gladys Knight did a great job with the anthem?
I didn't see it.
Oh, really? Listen to a little bit. And also, this is great because I think she's on The Masked Singer, too. But her voice was great.
Oh, say can you see
by
the dawn. And they did the flyover.
Beginning.
They did the flyover and the big finish, Mark.
Over the land of the free.
What a great choice.
Wonderful.
To bring that talent back. Wonderful.
And listen how she oversings from the band. This is the greatest ending.
Oh, man, I wish I could go back. I'll find that on YouTube.
Fantastic.
Ooh, I got goosebumps even though...
It was great. It was
beautiful
really good.
Job. Way to go. All
it
right.
was,
that's
you know
terrific.
What? I was with a group of people. We said, that's Whitney Houston good. It
that's
was a
awesome.
great
I'm
anthem.
I'm going to go back and watch that. That's
and
fantastic.
I think she's the unicorn on The Masked Singer. So
you are trying. Rob wants me to watch it.
I want you to watch
so
it
bad.
Because I want to talk to you about it because it's so bad.
I promise I will watch it.
All right. Before we close, I do, you know, we did it last month. I have a new nominee for the Mike O'Mara Show Criminal of the Month. This is a North Carolina criminal.
According to his arrest warrants, the 25-year-old put his face into the butts of three women in two of the cases. He's accused of licking their bottoms.
Oh, my God.
Dear. And that's not okay.
Not okay.
Unless it's Tom Brady and Bob Kraft.
Come here.
Come out over here.
There's been one constant.
One constant. Yeah, sorry. You hold the trophy. I'm going in for a lick.
Down Periscope.
I love you hold the trophy.
Hold your trophy, Tom. Bob Kraft's coming in for a little lick.
I can't top that. That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Monday.
Oh, another one in the can. Ashley, did you have a good time, even though we picked on you guys a little bit?
Had a great time.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Thank you for listening for that long a period of time, and I hope you enjoyed your Christmas present from your husband.
Thank you.
It was wonderful, and to, what's his name again?
Kevin.
I think it's Kevin. Bill, Sammy, what is it?
Kevin. Kevin, I hope you had a good time, too. Remember, if you have a message
you'd
like
you
to
off.
Hear...
No, not really. He gave me a thumbs up.
If you... That is such a great mental image. I'm getting into. Kevin, I hope you had a good time, too.
Yeah.
If you have a message you'd like to hear in our Tuesday mailbag, send it to Rob with two Bs at MikeOMaraShow.com. For Oscar Santana, Rob Spiewak, Mike O'Mara, thanking you for your continued amazing support for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. Just a little lick.
Hold the trophy.
We'll see. We'll see you next time, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeOMaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Okay.
What's she doing, man?
Get-